What does this music make you think about? The composer hopes this music makes you think about ice cream. It's from the new CD, Songs for Ice Cream Trucks, featuring new tunes inspired by ice cream truck themes. Some of these new tunes are being played by ice cream truck drivers. My guest is the composer and performer Michael Hurst. He's best known as half of the duo One Ring Zero, which has set to music lyrics by contemporary fiction writers such as Daniel Handler, Rick Moody, and Dave Eggers. What's your favorite flavor from Songs for Ice Cream Trucks, composed and performed by my guest, Michael Hurst? Michael, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thanks, Terry. Glad to be here.
So what were the principles that you were keeping in mind to make the music on the CD ice cream truck kind of music?
Well, you know, I knew I wanted to kind of stick with the quality that traditional ice cream trucks, you know, the sound, the chimey, high-endy sort of sounds that ice cream trucks use. I wanted to stick with that and not go too off the deep end into, you know, punk rock or heavy metal or whatever. So I used a lot of glockenspiel and high-endy things. But, you know, as this project kind of developed and I was starting to get feedback from various ice cream truck drivers, I started, you know, hearing what they wanted. And a lot of what they were asking for was melodies that, you know, it's funny because you think of people who get annoyed by, you know, everybody seems to have some complaint about ice cream truck music for the most part. Maybe that's not true, but more so than the people who are hearing the trucks pass by, the drivers are getting frustrated with hearing these same songs over and over again. So, you know, I started to get a lot of feedback from these people.
So what did they want?
Most of them wanted timeless melodies, I guess, was one thing I heard, and stuff that wouldn't be repeated over and over again to the point where it'd drive them insane. You know, I think it's too easy to take a melody and just loop it continuously. And so I kind of worked with trying to keep the songs somewhat simple, but also, I guess, making them so that even if they do repeat, something changes with each repeat. I don't think there's a song on the entire album that in the repeat is the exact same. It, you know, something else comes in, whether it's a theremin or a glockenspiel or voices, you know, even sometimes the key changes. I don't know if there's any ice cream truck songs out there with key changes happening, but that's something I did throw in.
Should we listen to Moose Track Shake? Is this one of the ones that you wrote with real ice cream truck drivers in mind?
It was. In this one, I you know, wanted it to be a little more rhythmic, and I would say this one maybe is a little more repetitive, but I felt like it worked nicely from, or at least I hope it works nicely from a truck. But I did add a lot more percussion in this one and have, it's a kind of circusy melody, and I guess obviously ice cream trucks and circus melodies have something in common.
Why don't we hear it? This is another track from Michael Hurst's new album, Songs for Ice Cream Trucks. Moose Track Shake, composed by Michael Hurst for his new CD, Songs for Ice Cream Trucks. And Michael, last time you were on our show, we talked about all the unusual instruments that you use. What are you using on this?
I'm still using all kinds of ridiculous instruments. One of the sounds that you're hearing in that particular song is an invention by a friend of mine. His name's Dan Steinberg. He lives in Blacksburg, Virginia, and he invented this crazy percussion toy called the Space Crickets. And they're kind of like, it looks like a giant diaper pin with two metal balls on the end, kind of like those old office toys that you used to see that, you know, you'd drop a ball and they'd hit each other and knock the other direction. But you basically squeeze these things together and you get this strange sound. It's actually, I think there's a picture of it up on the website, but they're great. They're I hope they take off and take over the world.
You brought your glockenspiel with you.
Which, I did.
Is it a glock that we hear in a lot of those Mr. Softee kind of jingles, or is it something else that just sounds like it?
Yeah, it's not. The problem with a lot of ice cream trucks, and maybe it's not a problem, it's a problem as far as I'm concerned, a lot of ice cream trucks are using a kind of archaic system for their music. You know, they're either using essentially an elaborate music box, you know, these actual little reeds that are plucked and then amplified through a speaker, or they have these little electronic boxes that have a selection of, up to 8 songs that they're kind of stuck with. But, you know, it is 2007 and people have iPods and CD players now and can just as easily hook those up to speakers. That said, I the closest thing I could get without actually creating a music box for every single song on the record, which would have been a fabulous idea if I could have done that, is a glockenspiel. It sounds very chimey, like a music box. That's the glockenspiel.
Play one of the melodies that you wrote for glockenspiel.
Sure. This is the opening melody from the song What's Your Favorite Flavor?
Now, what are some of the tunes that you remember growing up with from the ice cream trucks?
The one that I heard the most was probably Pop Goes the Weasel. You know, there's this weird parallel between kind of nursery rhymes and these simple little melodies in ice cream trucks, which of course makes sense because of the whole, you know, trying to market towards children. Yet, you know, I kind of got, with this project, I got a little frustrated with all these really simple melodies that ice cream trucks were using and thought, why not throw in some diminished chords and some more elaborate sort of melodies? But that was the one that I heard a lot growing up in Virginia Beach, at least.
Some of your ice cream truck music sounds like it should almost be for a carousel. It just sounds very circusy, and several of the songs are in three-quarter time, and there's an oompa-pa thing going mm-hmm. on there. Why is that?
Well, you know, my regular band, One Ring Zero, I think, you know, and my music in general, even before One Ring Zero, I've always been heavily influenced by circusy music. Even as a child, I remember sitting at my father's piano and banging out, I had a song called The Animal Song I wrote when I was like 9 years old. That was just an oompa song that had this silly circus melody. And so for some reason, I've always been drawn to that, whether it might have something to do with the fact I've always been kind of scared of clowns in the circus. I have no idea. That's something for psychoanalysis, but you know, and that kind of, as I got older and I got more interested in klezmer music and Eastern European music and was very influenced by Kurt Weill and Nina Rota and Tom Waits and Danny Elfman and all these people, and you know, and there's definitely a similarity between a lot of ethnic music, circus music, and certainly it comes out in ice cream truck music.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Michael Hurst composed the songs and plays all the instruments on the new CD, Songs for Ice Cream Trucks.
It's cold and it's sweet, a tasty treat. Ice cream's here to stay. You should come and get some now before I drive away. Ice cream's for adults and kids and all who sing along. Get it while I'm on your street, 'cause soon I will be gone.
You can download podcasts of Fresh Air on our website, freshair.npr.org.